අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunuguru Gedara educational program. I am Chalan Lashika, teacher of English, working at Pallegama Secondary School. Today I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. In today's lesson, we are going to learn an important grammar lesson, which is collective nouns. I hope you all get ready with task sheet and your notebooks. My dear students, first we should know why we need collective nouns. Often we find ourselves as members of groups. We might be a member of a family, a team, a society, etc. But the words used to refer to them are all nouns. We use nouns to refer to friendly people, interesting places, and amazing things. Okay, children, tell me what is a collective noun? The word collective means characteristic of a group of individuals taken together. A collective noun is a noun that appears singular in formal shape but denotes a group of persons or objects. These nouns are all singular nouns, but they refer to a group of people or things. In most cases, collective nouns use singular verbs. That's because collective nouns refer to a group of multiple people or things as a single unit. Now, we have to focus on the rules which we have to consider in learning collective nouns. Okay, let's move to the first rule. Rule number one. Collective nouns are very similar to uncountable nouns. But there is an important difference between the two types of nouns. Collective nouns can follow an indefinite article or a number. For examples, you can buy a pack of cards. Here, a pack of cards. It's a collective noun. A pack of. The letter A is the indefinite article. Then, next example, a gang of thieves. Here also you can see the letter A. It's also an indefinite article. Okay, I think you have got an idea about the rule number one. Okay, next rule. Collective nouns typically have plural forms while uncountable nouns rarely do. For an example, a baseball game can be between two teams. Here the word two represents the plural form. That's the second rule. Okay, rule number three. In most cases, collective nouns use singular verbs as in. Here, this is an example. My family is happy. Here, my family is in singular form. And the word is also in singular form. If the collective noun is made plural, it uses a plural verb as in. This is the example. The two families hate each other. I think you have got an idea about that. However, if the numbers of the group are not acting in unison, it sounds better not to use a plural verb. Okay, children. Now, listen carefully. There are three types of collective nouns. They are people, animals, and things. Okay, children. Have a look at your activity sheet. Yes, here there are three pictures. In the first picture, you can see a bunch of keys. Then the second picture, you can see a class of students. There is a teacher also. And there are some students. So, we can say a class of students. Then the third one. In the third picture, you can see a herd of cows. Okay. If we are going to talk about the first type, that means people, we often use collective nouns to refer to groups of people. Here are some examples. Team, gang, squad, army, jury, clergy, crew, class, bevy, etc. So, when we talk about the second type, it's animals. There are a lot of different collective nouns that refer to groups of animals. Here are some examples. A herd of cows, a pride of lions, a litter of puppies, a school of fish, a flock of birds, a swarm of bees, a cloud of insects. There are some more. Okay. Then the third type. Things. We use collective nouns to refer to groups of things. We use collective nouns to refer to group of things. Depending on the word, a collective noun can refer to a group of physical objects and or abstract ideas. Here are some examples. Bunch, pile, set, pack, stack, collection, like this. Okay. I have given some examples on your activity sheet. Okay, can you read those sentences with me? Okay, the first one. A choir of singers. A choir of singers. Yes, what about the second one? A panel of judges. A panel of judges. Then the third one. An army of soldiers. An army of soldiers. Fourth one. A band of musicians. A band of musicians. Then the next one. A brood of chickens. A brood of chickens. A flock of birds. Then the next one. a haul of fish. Then, a pride of lions. A pride of lions. Then the next one is a galaxy of stars. A galaxy of stars. Then the last one, a fleet of ships. A fleet of ships. Okay, children. I think you have gotten simple idea about collective nouns. Okay, let's get on to the activities now. Activity 1. Go through the given word list and write the collective nouns respectively in each column. For an example, the first one is a swarm of bees. Can you tell to which column does this belongs to? Yes, it belongs to the first column. It represents about people. Yes or no? Yes. And the second sentence. Read the second sentence. Yes. A stack of woods. A stack of woods. Can you tell me to which category it belongs to? Yes, it belongs to the third column. That means things. Okay, then the next one is a bunch of grapes. A bunch of grapes. To which category it belongs to? Yes, it belongs to things. Fourth one, a herd of cattle. A herd of cattle. It belongs to second column. Second column. Then the fifth sentence. A bouquet of flowers. A bouquet of flowers. It goes to the third column. Then the sixth one. A gang of thieves. A gang of thieves. It goes to the first column. Thieves mean people. So, it belongs to that category. That means people's category. Yes. Then the sixth one. A gang of thieves. It belongs to the first category. That means to the first column. An army of ants. An army of ants. It goes to the second column. Okay, let's move to the ninth sentence. A bevy of ladies. A bevy of ladies. Yes, it also belongs to the first column. Then the tenth one is a litter of puppies. A litter of puppies. It goes to the second column. That means animals category. Then the next one, a pair of shoes. A pair of shoes. It goes to the third column. That means things. Then the last one is a troupe of dancers. You know, a troupe of dancers. It belongs to the first column. Okay. I think you have gotten clear idea about collective nouns. Okay, children, next go to the second activity. In this activity, you have to fill in the blanks using the words given below. Let's do the first one. What could be the answer? Can anyone guess? Okay, first of all, can you read the first sentence? Yes, the first sentence is, my dog has a new blank of puppies. Yes, what could be the answer? Puppies, of puppies. Yes, the answer is litter of puppies. A litter of puppies. Yes, very good. Then the second one. The blank of sheep were in the valley. the blank of sheep in the valley? Yes. What could be the answer? Yes. The flock of sheep. The flock of sheep. Very good. Then the third one. The blank of crayons are in on the shelf. The blank of crayons are on the shelf. Yes, what's the answer? The box of crayons. Very good. Fourth one. The blank of people watch the parrot. Yes, what's the answer? The crowd of people. Fifth one. He was chased by a swarm of bees. The answer is swarm. Swarm of bees. Next one. Sixth one. The blank of soldiers marched in line. Yes, soldiers. What is the collective noun suitable for soldiers? Yes, that is an army. So, answer is the army of soldiers marched in line. Seventh one. The blank of students were working. Yes, students. Yes, what could be the answer? Yes, the class of students. Eighth one. There is a blank of fruits on the table. Yes. What's the answer? A basket of fruits. Next one. The church blank sang the carols. The church choir. Very good. Tenth one. The hockey blank made it to the finals. Hockey team. Very good. The last one. There is a blank of tissues on the seat. There is a blank of tissues on the seat. So the answer is a box of tissues. A box of tissues. Now I'm going to repeat these sentences again with the answers. Please check your answers. First one, my dog has a new litter of puppies. Second one, the flock of sheep were in the valley. Third one, the box of crayons are on the shelf. Fourth one, the crowd of people watched the parrot. Fifth one, he was chased by a swarm of bees. Sixth one, the army of soldiers marched in line. Seventh one, the class of students were working. Eighth one, the church, there is a basket of fruits on the table. Ninth one, the church choir sang the carols. Tenth one, the hockey team made it to the finals. And the last one, there is a box of tissues on the seat. Okay, children, today you learn how to use collective nouns correctly. You can find some more activities, also the questions given in GCE O-level past papers under the collective nouns. Try to complete those activities and practice more on this. Dear students, now we have come to the end of the today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I am Chalini Lashika, English teacher working at Mara Pallegama Secondary School. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.
Ruhunu Guru Gedara sambandhava obata matuwana gatalu saha obi adahas palakirimata den SMS sewawak sakriyai. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංගලිෂ්, සිංගලිෂ් හෝ ටැංගලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7481 0.7481 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර